evening. Welcome to Vespers. I'm Nancy Winder. It's my privilege to serve as pastor in the village. Tonight we have just a simple evening liturgy with a couple hymns and a couple readings, all sort of under the theme of time and treasure, which is the theme of the Elder Village Week. You should all have a copy of this half sheet of paper called the Simple Evening Liturgy, and also the Cranberry Hymnal. Peace on each one who comes in need.
Peace on each one who comes in joy.
Peace on each one who offers prayers.
Peace on each one who offers song.
Peace of the Holy Trinity be with you.
And also with you. Amen.
Our first hymn is number 730. 730. A little note about it. If you're familiar with the movie Babette's Feast, this is the song Philippa is singing in church when Achille Papin from the Paris Opera hears her beautiful voice. O God, for your love for us, warm and brooding, which has brought us to birth and opened our eyes to the wonder and beauty of creation.
We give you thanks.
For your love for us, wild and freeing, which has awakened us to the energy of creation, to the sap that flows, the blood that pulses, the heart that sings.
We give you thanks.
For your love for us, compassionate and patient, which has carried us through our pain, wept beside us in our sin, and waited with us in our confusion.
We give you thanks.
For your love for us, strong and challenging, which has called us to risk for you, asked for the best in us, and shown us how to serve.
We give you thanks.
O God, we come to celebrate that your Holy Spirit is present deep within us and at the heart of all life. Forgive us when we forget your gift of love made known to us in Jesus, and draw us into your presence.
Amen.
You may be seated. In the beginning of your hymnal, just before the hymns, are the psalms. Please find Psalm 90. Psalm 90. It's a wonderful, familiar psalm about the length of days of our lives. It gets a little gloomy at places, but it has a good ending. We'll read it antiphonally. Everyone who was born west of the Rocky Mountains, read first, and people born east of the Rocky Mountains, read second. Lord, you have been our refuge. Before the mountains were brought forth, or the land and the earth were born,
from age to age you are God.
You turn us back to the dust and say,
turn back to the children.
For a thousand years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past,
and like a watch in the night.
You sweep them away like a dream. In the morning it is green and flourishes.
In the evening it is dried up and withered.
For we are consumed by your anger.
We are afraid because of your wrath.
Our iniquities you have set before you.
And our secret sins in the light of your countenance.
When you are angry, all our days are gone. The span of our life is 70 years, perhaps in strength even 80.
Yet the sum of them is but labor and sorrow, for they pass away quickly, and we are gone.
Who regards the power of your wrath?
Who rightly fears your indignation?
So teach us to number our days,
that we may apply our hearts to wisdom.
Return, O Lord, how long will you tarry? Satisfy us by your steadfast love in the morning.
So shall we rejoice and be glad all our days.
Make us glad as many days as you afflicted us.
And as many years as you suffered adversity.
Show your servants your works.
And your splendor to their children.
May the graciousness of the Lord our God be upon us.
Prosper the work of our hands. Prosper our hands.
A reading from Ecclesiastes. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones and a time to gather the stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Word of God, word of light.
Thanks. A reading from Martin Luther, translated by Douglas John Hall and quoted in his book, Why Christian? Christian living does not mean to be good. but to become good. Not to be well, but to get well. Not being, but becoming. Not rest, but training. We are not yet, but we shall be. It has not yet happened, but it is the way. Not everything shines and sparkles as yet, but everything is getting better.
The hymn is number 569. As we sing this wonderful evening hymn, please note how the poet reminds us of how people pray all through the cycles of the day and night and all around the globe. Please stand as you are able. You may be seated. After each bid in the prayer, you're invited to speak aloud of something that relates to that particular invitation to prayer, or in your own heart and mind to pray. We bring to God someone whom we have met or remembered today and for whom we want to pray. We bring to God someone who is hurting tonight and needs our prayer. We bring to God a troubled situation in our world tonight. We bring ourselves to God, speaking our names aloud, that we might grow in generosity of spirit, clarity of mind, and warmth of affection. We bring to God silently someone whom we find hard to forgive or trust. Gather all our prayers, gracious God, into your wide embrace. Receive with mercy the longings of our hearts and the needs of the world through Jesus Christ. Amen. O Trinity of love, you have been with us at the world's beginning.
Be with us until the world's end.
You have been with us at our life shaping.
Be with us at our life's end.
You have been with us at the sun's rising.
Be with us until the day's end.
Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Go in peace and serve the living God.
Thanks be to God.